Woods 11.
Yes.
Is Ringer 2.
Yes.
Rodgers 23.
Yeah.
One guy's name is Reitner. Reitner, he's number one.
One.
He says this team is good as the one that lost to Perry, 17, in the regional final. He's confident they'll win by 15 points. We'll be right back.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in. And I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. And it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.com.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at geyerschrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, GAIERS Inc.com.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
Here at M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arndt creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
They're playing basketball.
Right corner goes to Falk, who enters the lane. To Jhené Hoying in the left corner. Good on the three-pointer. We're tied up. We're tied up. Here's Ottaville dribbling into traffic. Steal by Hoying. A run out by Hoying. Got it for two. What a play by Jhené Hoying. Five in a row by Jhené. Ottaville's got to get a timeout. They do. Everyone on their feet. Entertaining state championship game here at The Shot.
Oh, the big shots and the exciting plays keep right on coming on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's a long three ball by Lee. He's got it! Keith Lee drained the three just about the time Chuck and I said, don't shoot.
That was one of those no great shots.
Here's a drive by Kyle in the lane. It's blocked by Sydney. A run out the good. A dunk. He flushed it.
Yellow Jacket fans going berserk. Sydney in the lead by five.
Wow.
And you'll high-five your Scores broadcast listening partners when you enjoy boys and girls hoops action. Webcasts include these schools: the Sydney Yellow Jackets, Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, Botkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Rushi Raiders, Houston Wildcats, Minster Wildcats, Versailles Tigers, Jackson Center Tigers, Anna Rockets, and the Fort Loramie Redskins.
Fort Loramie with a run out down the floor, 3-on-1. Dana Rose to the rack, in for two, and a foul.
That's what I watched Dana Rose do all day Saturday. She took a bump from a girl that's twice her size, and she continued the shot and made the basket.
On top, Bixler, shot fake, into the lane, back to the basket. Fadeaway, 10-footer, in.
I think the excitement is going to overtake the fatigue coming down the stretch.
Goes to Poling in the post. Turnaround, 7-footer, yes. That's money in the bank right there.
Oh, you can bank on Scores, the best high school coverage by a long shot.
Gets a screen from Gosick, shoots the three, left corner. Got it! He's got it! Anna takes the lead by two. Gilskamp swished a shot, Chuck, from nearly out of bounds in the deep left corner.
Well, he's got ice water in his veins. I know that's a cliche, but that kid, you watch him play football, you watch him play basketball, he is an impressive athlete.
Here is Botkins, 3.9 to go. It's up the right side to Paul. Paul at midcourt, jumps and shoots a 40-footer. Holy cow! I don't believe what I just saw. Dane Paul for Botkins, lofted in a high-arching 44-footer.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Well, a good day. Hello? Am I on?
Yep. Yeah.
Hello, a good late afternoon to everyone here on scoresbroadcast.com. I'm Jack Kramer along with Matt Zerker filling in for Chuck McBee, who's in Florida at his son's wedding. That happens tomorrow, and it's blistering sunshine down there today. Now, warming up a little bit here today, Chuck, but nothing like it is where you are. Matt and Jack, Matt Zerker, Jack Kramer, we've got district championship basketball for you tonight, two games here on scoresbroadcast.com. Game one pitting Fort Loramie against Cincinnati Christian as the Redskins bid for their third straight district championship. Fort Loramie has won, believe it or not, Matt, a grand total of 14 of their last 15 games at Piqua. They've had a marvelous run at Piqua, ripping off sectional titles, aiming for the third straight district here tonight. Middletown Christian was the victim last year here in the district. Lachlan 2 years ago. Fort Loramie's won the last two. The Redskins come in 18-7, having won seven of their last eight. Under head coach Corey Britton, who's done a masterful job. Had he been told way back in October or November that he'd be playing for a district championship, and two wins short of 20, he would have said, well, I don't know, this team's got a long way to go. Well, this club did make it. This team has improved dramatically over the course of the year. Slow start to the season, but Corey's now got 9-10 young men he can count on, Matt. It is a very versatile, deep basketball team. Stiff test here tonight, though, against Cincinnati Christian, which is 20-5. It features 6'6", 6'4", 6'3". Cincinnati Christian was Division III a year ago as a result of the competitive balance formula, which upgrades the division in which you play, especially for private schools who have young men, young women who live well outside the periphery of the so-called school district. And this Cincinnati Christian team has got student athletes from Middletown, Hamilton, Mason, Westchester, as far north as east of Richmond, Indiana, on the Ohio-Indiana border. So it's a well-stocked team. A freshman on this club, Logan Woods, is the son of the head coach, Carl Woods, who's in his sixth year. And he says this might be his best club of the last six. He says, I'll find out over the next two games. We got to the regional final a couple years ago, he said, lost to Lima Perry. This team might be as good or better than that one. We'll see. But Logan Woods, the freshman son of Carl, second team All-Southwest District, just like Nick Brandewey of Fort Loramie, second team All-Southwest District. Size advantage to Cincinnati Christian in this game, and it's a club that will press, and Fort Loramie is going to be seriously tested.
Definitely, and like you were talking about earlier, Loramie got off to the slow start. A lot of it was because of the football playoffs going to the state semifinals. They started a week and a half later than anybody else did.
Yep.
And then when we had all the postponements back in January, it's kind of been tough for Loramie to get in that rhythm, but they've shown that here down the stretch.
Did not play exceedingly well in winning the sectional. Defeated Ansonia 33-23 in the sectional championship game. Played real well the second half of the first two sectional tourney games. Didn't get off to good starts in each of those, but played very well over the final two quarters. 12 for 40, I think, was the shooting percentage for Fort Loramie in the victory over Ansonia, and it was poorer than that at halftime. Fort Loramie led 17-7 at the end of the first two periods, won the game 33-23, made a few buckets in the fourth quarter, and it was amazing that everybody, right down through the entire roster, would be that extremely cold all at the same time on the same night. But it happened, and maybe that bodes well here in this district championship game tonight for Fort Loramie, which certainly, certainly could not have all 10 young men shoot the ball that miserably again a second game in a row. I tell you what, Cincinnati Christian will make head coach Corey Britton use 10 or more of the Redskins tonight, because this is going to be a catch-your-breath game whenever you can. These two clubs will be extremely winded, I'm sure, after the first 8 minutes. There'll be a number of fast-break baskets, and the team that turns it over more may very well lose this game. That could be the deciding factor. Fort Loramie's got to find some way to rebound close to even with Cincinnati Christian, and the Redskins will have to make some outside jump shots. Three-pointers in this facility, Matt, with all the depth behind the buckets here at the UD Arena. Three-pointers can be tough to come by.
Yeah, last year with Tyler and Austin Siegel, they had the size that they just don't have this year, and that might be a factor. Cincinnati Christian comes out here with quite a bit of size.
So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors, including American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News. We've got the starters and the tip in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 408-498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Barker Insurance can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program. We represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in our area. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. That's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857.
Well, an absolutely terrific rendition of the national anthem provided by a Cincinnati Christian student here tonight at the UD Arena. You may have caught the tail end of it, or at least the great applause that was offered. Cincinnati Christian Cougars, as they're known, against the Fort Loramie Redskins. District championship at stake. The winner advances on to a regional semifinal at 5:30 on Tuesday at the Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena, against the winner of the second game tonight between Jackson Center and Franklin Monroe. Starting lineups being introduced for Fort Loramie. Nick Brandewey, 6'2", junior at guard, averaging 9 points a game. Jake Ratterman, 6'1", senior, 4 points a game. Eli Rosengarten, 11 a game, 6'1", guard, a senior. Nathan Ratterman, just under 10 a game, 6'4", senior. And Mason Kemper, averaging 6.5 a game. He's in the middle, 6'4" tall. Starting lineup for Cincinnati Christian is as follows. Logan Wood, 6'2", freshman on the wing, averaging 12 points a game, second team, all Southwest District Division IV. Miguel Ringer, 6'2", senior, 11 points a game. Cameron Rogers, 6'3", junior, power forward, 9 points a game. Riley Reitner, spelled R-E-U-G-E-N-E-R, pronounced Reitner, 8 points a game, 6'6", senior in the pivot. And Devin McKinnon, 6 points a game, 6'1", a sophomore. He runs the show out at the point. Matt, the critical, all-important buzz phrases tonight, poise, composure for Fort Loramie, and take care of the basketball and rebound.
Along with getting off to a good start.
Yep. Indeed, this Cincinnati Christian team will run, it will press. It's had games in the 70s this year. It's won 20, lost 5, 11-3 in the Miami Valley Conference Gray Division that earned the Cougars the championship. And it's a team that's got victories over Dayton Stivers and Clark Montessori, two clubs still in boys Division III.
We'll see Clark Montessori on Sunday.
Yep. Opening tip to start the game is one Vicente Christian wearing the home white with royal blue numerals and trim. Fort Loramie in the away black, red numbers outlined in white. Here is Miguel Ringer at guard, dribbling. Throws on the arc to the big pivot man, Reitner. Here's a loose player underneath. Oh, a great dish. Great dish. Cameron Rogers found Devin McKinnon. He cut to the basket, the point guard. He dropped it in. And Cincinnati Christian takes a 2-0 lead. We'll call them the Cougars most of the evening. Of course, the Redskins from Shelby County attacking right to left. Fort Loramie finished 7-5. Third place tie in the Shelby County League. Here's Rosengarten, top of the circle on a weave. Now to Nathan Ratterman, 25 feet away. Here's Brandewey, wants to penetrate, can't do it. Rosengarten wants to drive, he can't. Nathan Ratterman settles for a long three ball. It hit the backboard. Rim came off. Rebound juggled out of bounds off the Cougars. Now, Fort Loramie, it better not fall in love with the three-point shot, because you don't see many high-percentage shooting clubs from three-point land in the first game here at the UD Arena. Good out-of-bounds play by Fort Loramie beneath the basket. Nathan Ratterman spotted Eli Rosengarten, and he made one from 3 feet away to tie the game up at two. And the Cougars barrel down the floor and have to throw it off the leg of a Redskin player to salvage the possession. head coach Corey Britton. He's as good as anybody in the area, Matt, at getting points from underneath his own hoop.
Definitely. That was a real nice inbounds play there by the Redskins to tie it up.
Cincinnati Christian inbounds. McKinnon on the arc. Hands it off 30 feet away to Miguel Ringer. Tied at two. We played 90 seconds. On the weave, the 6'6 Reitner's got it. He posts up Woods in the lane. Right back to Reitner. Reitner 25 feet away to Miguel Ringer. Fort Loramie defensively is in a man. Here's a jump shot behind the foul line by Cincinnati Christian. It's Logan Woods. Wow, what a soft touch. Hit the rim three times and trickled in there. Three quarter court pressure by the Cougars. 4-2, Cincy Christian. Ball flipped up the right side to Jake Radiman for Fort Loramie as the Redskins comfortably beat pressure. Cannot attack the basket, though. They set up the offense well out on the floor. 5:48 to go here in the opening period. Ball thrown to Nathan Radiman. Foul strike against Reitner. Now to Brandewee, 25 feet away. Brandewee fakes right, goes left. Pulls up, doesn't shoot. Dumps it down inside to Kemper. Kemper bobbled, knocked away, stolen. Here comes Reitner down the floor. Handoff low on the right to Cameron Rogers. He missed the shot for the Cougars. Foul called. Let's see if it's on the floor or in the act of shooting. Cougars possession below the basket. Boy, does Cincinnati Christian want to motor it up and down the floor. Matt Zerker, they want to get moving right now. Cougars inbounding baseline right of the rim. Logan Woods, the playmaker. He looks, trying to find the post player. The lane can't. Hits the second option. It's Cameron Rogers. Hook shot, eight-footer. Bounded off the flange. Rebound Nathan Radiman of Fort Loramie.
Loramie's got to limit the second opportunities for Cincinnati Christian.
Indeed.
They want to win this.
Rebounding, highly important in determining the outcome of this game. And you can't give the Cougars more than one shot very often. Radiman, Nathan to Jake. Jake 25 feet away on top to Kemper. Left side, Eli Rosengarten. Fakes right, goes left. Fadeaway 15-footer. Oh, he's tapped on the wrist as he went up to flip it toward the iron. And Eli is awarded two free throws. 4:59 left in the first quarter, 4-2.
He almost got the block, but it looked like he got a little bit of the arm as well.
Redskins shoot free throws at about 67%. Shot by Eli, swish. 4-3, Cougars up one. Rosengarten shooting this charity toss for the tie. He dips the knees, it's in the air, got it again, all court. Quickly a substitution, horn blows. And here comes Carter Mesher for Fort Loramie, belatedly. Head coach Carl Woods of Cincinnati Christian says, hey, what's this all about? We'd inbounded the ball, and then Mesher showed up at the scorer's table.
They didn't let him in. The benches, obviously, with the bigger arena and everything, the benches are a lot further down than to the center than they used to be in a high school.
Good observation. I think the officials are correct to not allowing Mesher on the floor at that juncture. 4:48 to go, first quarter. We are tied up at four. 25 feet away on the right, it's McKinnon. McKinnon on the weave to Cameron Rogers. Rogers at 6'3", nearly walked as he penetrated. Left it behind him on the arc for Miguel Ringer. He drives into the paint area, loops it up. It's bouncing, no good. Scrap for the rebound. McKinnon, Kemper in the right corner. What's been called? Foul, Fort Loramie.
That should be two on Kemper. Well, that's a big blow early here for the Redskins.
Indeed, a couple quickies on Mason. And Kemper's got to sit. Cougars set to inbound as Grant Albers will come on for Fort Loramie. Albers for Kemper. Grant, 6'2", sophomore, 4.5 points a game. Inbounding below the basket, baseline right. McKinnon for the Cougars. Throws it out to Reitner, top of the circle, picked up there by Rosengarten. Logan Woods, number 11, 6'2", freshman, is being guarded far side of the floor by Nathan Radiman. That now shifting off on him is Eli Rosengarten. The attack being set up by Ringer, 25 feet out. Cincinnati Christian, very patient, extremely disciplined. Nearly a travel call. Head coach Corey Britton wanted it. The referee said no. Christian's Reitner deep in the left corner. Should have been a five-second count. No call. He hits a teammate in the lane. Powering to the rim, McKinnon. He's got it for two. 6-4, Cougars lead. A little beyond the halfway mark, first quarter. Up the right side, Carter Mesher for Fort Loramie. Look out. He heaves it cross-court. Right to the Scores broadcast media table. Out of bounds, Cougars ball.
You were ready for that, weren't you?
Yes. And those are the kinds of miscues the Redskins have got to avoid tonight. That was somewhat unforced. The pass was poorly thrown, well over the head of the intended receiver. Cincinnati Christian walks it up to the timeline. It's Logan Woods, 25 feet out. Woods fires right flank to Miguel Ringer. Ringer at the elbow. He's guarded tightly by Albers. Ringer takes Albers to the baseline. A leaner from 10, way short. Rebound Nathan Radiman over the back foul against McKinnon of the Cougars.
That's two on McKinnon.
And McKinnon's been a factor offensively so far for the Cougars. And he comes out. Bryson Teague on the floor. Teague 5 points a game. Teague checks in to the backcourt of Cincinnati Christian. Here's Fort Loramie against three-quarter court pressure. It's Randall. It's Rosengarten. He dropped it in backcourt, picked it up, heaved it up the left side to Nathan Radiman. Radiman against Reitner. Nathan to the rack, all the way to the goal. Got it for two, and a foul against the Cougars, who slid over late. It's ruled a block. No, no, it's called a charge. The officials look at each other. What's been decided?
Looks like it's, yep. They were talking about being a charge, but they changed their minds. Ratterman gets the basket and one.
That's what I thought the initial decision was. Cincinnati Christian started to walk away from the free throw line, maybe trying to bait the referees into ruling it was.
Try to sell it.
Yeah, but no dice. It's clearly a block, and Nathan Ratterman got the field goal to trickle in around the rim to tie this game up at six. Free throw by Nathan, yes. Fort Loramie off to a hot start at the stripe. 3 for 3. 7-6. Redskins up one. And here's Teague racing down the right side of the floor for the Cougars. And he fires it into the corner out of bounds. Fort Loramie gets it back up a point with 3:03 left here in the first quarter of play. Nolan Burning has checked in for Fort Loramie. Nolan, a 5'11 sophomore. 3.5 points a game. Burning in backcourt. Gets it across the right side to Rosengarten. Rosengarten out high to Albers. Albers into the right corner to a teammate. It's Mesher. He's double-teamed. Now back out to Burning, 25 feet away. Guarded by Woods. All the way down to 2:38 to go first quarter. Boy, you can tell this game's going to be tightly played and fairly low scoring. Each team valuing the ball highly. Points at a premium so far. Little give-and-go action. Mesher, Albers, late delivery on the arc to Nolan Burning. Shot fake, doesn't let it go, though. Burning still in the bounce. Picks up his dribble on the arc to Rosengarten. Eli, 30 feet out, now 20 feet away, into the right corner. Loops it out back to Nathan Ratterman. Foul line, Rosengarten right side of the court. Straight away, Mesher, high arching three, hit the back iron. Mesher followed. Drive, shoot, scores. What a play, Carter Mesher.
Nice job following on a shot and end up with the lazy layup.
9-6 Fort Loramie. Here's a baseline drive by Teague. Teague tried to slide around a Redskin who got there late. Another common foul, the third on Fort Loramie. We have two more changes for Cincy Christian. Nathan Ratterman comes out for Fort Loramie. Nate Meyer in. So we got Nate Meyer, Nolan Burning, Grant Albers, Carter Mesher. Eli Rosengarten remains on the floor. Here's Cincy Christian throwing the ball on the arc to McKinnon. Left side it goes to the cutter, Ringer. Ringer starts a drive, deflected by Fort Loramie. Loose ball rebound, Cougars back up. No, but a foul on the Redskins. This will be of the two-shot variety.
2 now on Grant Albers.
Wow. Grant Albers with 2, Mason Kemper with 2. Fort Loramie being handicapped in the paint. The two so-called bigs for the Redskins have accumulated 4 fouls in the game's first 6 minutes, 20 seconds. And the foul shot by Cincinnati Christian is around the rim and out. Cameron Rogers missed it. Second shot by him on the way. Swish. 9-7, Fort Laramie up a basket. Minute 40 left to go here in the first quarter. Pressure in backcourt applied by Woods of Cincy Christian. Here's Burning, cross court to Brandewee. Middle of the floor, nicely to Nate Meyer. Fort Laramie's handled the Cougars' pressure very safely so far, securing the basketball. Only one turnover. Here's Nate Meyer, high right, deep right corner, Rosengarten puts it on the deck. Nate Meyer rolls, and he veers out in the corner. Straight away, Jake Radiman, left side. It is Brandewee, ball high overhead. Top of the circle, Nate Meyer, now Nolan Burning, out near the UD logo at the timeline with 1 minute to go here in the first quarter. Burning starts a drive, gets below the foul stripe, throws it on the arc to Nate Meyer, wide open, missed it badly from three-point land. Here are the Cougars on a run out, long throw down the floor, driving layup by Teague, up and in. Wow, the Cougars stood over the top of the Fort Laramie defense. Here's a near steal in backcourt by the Cougars. We're tied at 9. Deep in the left corner, Rosengarten tries a triple. It's crammed up into the seats. Cincinnati Christian crowd getting revved up now, Matt.
Had a couple of that, the breakaway layup, and they had a block here. That gets the fans going.
Cincinnati Christian challenging every shot Fort Laramie takes. The Cougars have gotten the ball down inside at the offensive end at Fort Laramie. Has been relying primarily on looks from distance, although Ratterman did convert a nice driving three-point play after a loose ball. Here's a little give and go. Brandewee, right corner, hits Rosengarten, angling toward the basket. It is no good. He was bothered on the shot. The rebound is off of Fort Laramie, out of bounds. Good defense by the Cougars at the rim.
That three that Rosengarten had blocked over here on the last play, I think that affected him on that drive of the basket. It was in the back of his mind.
Yep.
And he threw up a wild shot and went out of bounds.
Sure might have been. 21 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Midcourt Woods for the Cougars. We're tied at 9. Cincy Christian wants to play for one. Teague on the arc. Teague on the weave. Now Woods. They may keep it in his hands. 7 seconds left. Here's a drive by Woods. Left-hander. It's bouncing in. 2 seconds to go. Brandewee arches one. 60-footer off to the right. Good close to the first quarter by Cincy Christian, which registers the last 5 to go up 11-9 after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every single dish is delish, meal after meal after meal, at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Laramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the paradise omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich,
uh-huh.
A margarita barbecue sandwich,
yeah.
A chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spend about $35.
A good deal.
And we come here about 6 or 7 times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
This is Jack Kramer with Matt Zerker at the UD Arena. Fort Laramie is down to Cincy Christian 11-9 as we start the second quarter of play. So many thanks on scoresbroadcast.com to Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Plus Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing? And the Redskins get a good start to the second quarter. Eli Rosengarten blazes a trail from the right corner along the baseline, and he pivots in the paint area and banks in a 5-footer.
Much better this time than the last time.
All even at 11. Yeah, Rosengarten was blocked big time on his previous shot. Here's a drive by Teague into the paint, hand off to Woods. Back to Teague out of the corner for the Cougars. Overshoots it by a mile. Weak side rebound to Rosengarten. Here come the Redskins, game tied. Brandewee dribble drive into the paint, knocked off balance, pivots, and hits a 10-foot fall away. 13-11 Fort Loramie.
Quickly, an athletic move on that one.
Quickly down the floor. Here come the Cougars. Off-balance shot in the lane by Teague. Wide right. Brando, he stared the board. Fort Loramie wants to push it. Rosengarten out of the left corner. Fakes the three. Now to Brandewey on the arc. He goes baseline. Closed off. Restarts the attack. 13-11 Fort Loramie with four straight to begin quarter number two. Two-point lead. Skins. Rosengarten. Nathan Radiman. Brandewey 25 feet out. Two fouls on Kemper. Two fouls on Albers already for Fort Loramie. Here's Nate Meyer. He penetrates. Pulls up. 10-footer. Ladder rim. Good. Six straight for Fort Loramie. 15-11 Redskins. Nice shot. Soft touch.
The rims have been very kind here so far, both teams.
Here's Miguel Ringer. Little pick and roll with Woods. Broken up by Fort Loramie. Knocked away to Rosengarten. Redskins with the steal in the defensive half court. But Fort Loramie was ready for that play right there. Redskins are focused. They've got Cincy Christian pretty well scouted. Likewise true as well. Here's Nathan Radiman posting up on Reitner. Spins, ducks under. Reitner might have fouled him. Ball hit the side of the glass, way off the mark. That's because Nathan Radiman was plastered on the elbow. Two free throws for him. Redskins will give Brandewey a respite. Two men in black shirts at the scorer's table for Fort Loramie. Free throw, Ratterman, bullseye. Fort Loramie has been on target at the charity stripe.
And I think a lot of that's the experience of being here year after year. They're used to the added depth.
Yep, two straight district titles here at the UD Arena for Fort Loramie over Middletown Christian and Lachlan. Second free throw by Nathan Radiman. Front rim, backboard. It rolls good. Favorable iron so far for the Redskins. Ball bouncing right on the rim. And Fort Loramie has registered eight straight to lead 17-11. 2 minutes gone, second quarter. On the arc is Cameron Rogers. Steps inside the arc, lets it fly. Got it. 18-footer Rogers of the Cougars.
Redskin defender stumbled and fell on that one and ended up being a wide-open shot.
Long pass down the floor. Nathan Radiman for Fort Loramie, which leads 17-13. 5:20 to go, second quarter. Here's Nolan Burning. He's hemmed in 30 feet away. Goes to Radiman. Hits a cutter. It's Mesher. Driving, scoring. Carter Mesher lays it through. Fine look by Nathan Radiman. Cincy Christian got caught doubling too far away from the basket. Fort Loramie took advantage. Dribble drive, Cameron Rogers hits a teammate driving down the lane. Miguel Ringer deflected. Good block, but Fort Loramie goes out of bounds. 4:56 to go till halftime. 19-13 Fort Loramie. Redskins playing much improved basketball over their performances in the sectional tournament. Ball lobbed into Reitner. Deep left corner, Logan Woods. Woods picked up by Carter Mesher. Ball thrown 30 feet away to Ringer. On a weave to Tig. Here's Woods. Almost shot the three. Didn't. Gave it up on the arc to Ringer. Ringer off balance drive into the lane. A lot of contact. He hit the floor. Foul called. Late whistle. Player went down for the Cougars. Is it in the act of shooting? Yep. Team foul situation.
Ringer did a nice job selling that foul.
Five on Fort Loramie. The first four were on Albers and Kemper. Two shots at the stripe for Ringer. It's off to the right. He missed it. 4:37 to go, second quarter. Redskins lead 19-13. Cincy Christian closed the first quarter by notching the last five to take the lead by a deuce at the end of the initial 8 minutes. Fort Loramie with a strong second period so far. Rosengarten back in for Burning. So it's Brandewey, Jake Radiman, Carter Mesher, Eli Rosengarten. And the fifth young man out there is Nathan Radiman. Free throw, swirled around, came out. Rebound though in the lane, up and in. Cameron Rogers stole that rebound on the offensive glass and looped in a little four-footer right in front. Boy, these Cougars players have got some hops. They can leap. 19-15, Fort Loramie up four, halfway through the second quarter. Brandewey at midcourt, handoff to Carter Mesher. measure 50 feet away. He's had a real good initial 12 minutes for the Redskins. Uh-oh, we've got a player down as Fort Loramie finds an open man. It's Radiman posting up and scoring with the left hand. Carter Mesher bumped heads with a Cincinnati Christian defender, and Carter is in significant discomfort, it appears. We're going to take a break. Boy, that would be a tough loss for Fort Loramie. Mesher has performed extremely well through the first quarter and a half. 4 minutes left till halftime. Redskins 21, Cougars 15 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really want to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
Well, as we return to action, Carter Mesher exited the floor for Fort Loramie. He is being tended to by Dr. Weichel and the Wilson Health Sports Medicine Athletic Trainer at the far end of the Fort Loramie bench. Meanwhile, the Redskins rebounded a missed shot by the Cougars, and now Fort Loramie tries one. Baseline right, fall away by Nate Meyer. Bounced around, came off. Rebound Woods of the Cougars. Here's a drive. Logan Woods, he's got it.
Logan Woods.
That was a flyer, a leaner right in front, floated through by Woods. He's a heck of an athlete, coach's son, freshman, and he is second team all Southwest District Division IV. Redskins 6-point lead cut to four. 2:48 to go, second quarter. On the arc, Jake Radiman gives it up 30 feet away. Eli Rosengarten popping out to catch is Nathan Radiman. Now Brandewee. Straight on, it's Jake. Ball weaved into the corner to Nate Meyer. On top, Nathan Radiman. Carter Mesher on the bench. He had played really well the first 12 minutes of this game. Here's Nathan Radiman out high. Carter took a bump on the noggin. 30 feet out, right corner now. It's Rosengarten. A lot of traffic. Falls away, shoots. Thought he was tipped on the wrist. No call. Ball fell way short. Cougars collected the rebound. Quickly down the floor, it is Teague. Out high to Reitner. 2 minutes to go, first half. Reitner starts a drive. One official's got a block, the other a charge. It's offensive against Cincinnati Christian. I tell you what, I'm not sure who the Redskin was who stood his ground, Matt, but it was a well-done defensive play. I think it was Nick Brandewee.
I think you're right on that one.
Good hard-nosed play by Nick, who accepted the charge. 25 feet out on the floor. A minute 50 left here in the second quarter. Fort Loramie 21, Cougars 17. 25 feet away, Nate Meyer. Little pick and roll with Nathan Radiman. Nothing doing. Left side to Burning. Straight on Nathan to Rosengarten. Baseline Meyer. On top, Nick Brandon. We step back. Three ball in the air. It hit the rim to the right. Ricocheted into the corner. Rebounded by Woods, ahead to Rogers. Look out, here's Christian running into the lane. Miguel Ringer, 2 points. Miguel Ringer would not be stopped. He was darned and determined to take it to the cup. He got that first lead pass cross court beyond the timeline, and he took it the last 30 feet, slashed into the lane, and that cut Fort Loramie's lead to two. Here's a steal by Cincy Christian. They swiped it from Rosengarten, and then the Cougars throw it down the floor out of bounds. It might have been kicked by Fort Loramie. That saved 2 points. 21-19, Redskins lead. Fort Loramie led by six earlier on in this quarter. They had a 19-13 lead. It's been trimmed to two. 64 seconds left in the half. Baseline left, ball being inbounded by Woods on the arc to Ringer. Ringer looks for Rogers in the post. Now retreating is Ringer. Woods comes out. Real good defense. Carter Mesher, good for Fort Loramie. He's back out there on the court, and he's all over Logan Woods. Between the rings, it's Teague. Near side to Woods. Mesher at his belt buckle. Oh, good hedge by Fort Loramie. Forcing Woods 30 feet away. Woods wants to drive into the lane. Oh, he nearly walked. Might have. No call. He bobbled it. Got it back. Threw it down inside to Rogers. Rogers open from 5 feet. Post-up move. Got it. 21-21 tie. 21 seconds to go first half. Rosengarten 30 feet away for Fort Loramie. Needs help. Down the left side to Nate Meyer. Nate, the 6 foot sophomore, looks at the clock. 10 to go. Here's Burning. He's at the UD logo. Rosengarten comes out. Here's the handoff. 5-4. Rosengarten against Woods. Eli down the lane. Running one-hander. Yes! He banked it in at the buzzer. Super athletic move by Eli Rosengarten to close out the second quarter. That was a dandy play by Eli. Big bucket Redskins, who lead it 23-21 at the break. Boy, this first Division IV boys district championship game is a good one. Jackson Center, Franklin Monroe to follow here on scoresbroadcast.com. I'm Jack with Matt. Jack Kramer, Matt Zirker here at UD. Chuck McBee vacationing in Florida. His son's wedding is tomorrow. He should return on Tuesday. Between now and then, we've got one more game tonight, and then a girls Division IV regional championship tomorrow night, and then on Sunday afternoon, Versailles boys at 1 and a boys at 5. We'll return with our Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report when we come back on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Matt Zirker on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Fort Loramie, 23. Cincinnati Christian, 21 here at the half of our first of two district championship games that we webcast here tonight from the UD Arena on scoresbroadcast.com. Second game features Jackson Center and Franklin Monroe. And the third game of the night, which we will not cover, finds Springfield Catholic Central going up against
New Miami.
New Miami, which, by the way, plays in the grade division of the Miami Valley Conference, in which Fort Loramie's opponent here tonight. Cincinnati Christian participates. A few new underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie, that's one of them. The Eilerman team of Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick will work with you step by step as you build your new home. Eilerman Construction, 419-582-3824, 419-582-3824. Over 40 years of pride and craftsmanship, which are custom built into every home improvement project. Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie, a four-decade, two-generation business. Thanks as well to Maury's Landing. Maury's Landing Restaurant, State Route 362 across from Lake Loramie in Minster. Maury's Landing, well known for great fish at night, an array of burgers and wraps at noon. Very popular at breakfast time, too. Open at 6 a.m. And thanks to Regal Trophy and Awards, Regal for the crowning touch. Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Rely on Regal for trophies, awards, plaques, you name it. Quality and reliability at Regal. RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie is at your service. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's. It's fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned, building a quality name, a satisfied customer at a time. That's Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie, on the web at TomJerry's.com. You've got to check out the great inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, West Main, and Fort Loramie. Super deals, customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at GeyersInc.com, GeyersInc.com. Our Wilson Health Sports Medicine Halftime Report up next with Matt Zerker. Redskins lead by 2, 23-21. Very good, entertaining game here at the UD Arena. Matt, let's take a look at the numbers over the first two quarters.
Okay, Fort Loramie leading here at the half, 23-21, thanks to a 14-10 second quarter. Leading the way for the Redskins is Eli Rosengarten with 8 points, Nathan Ratterman with 7 points, Carter Mesher with 4 points, and two each from Nate Meyer and Nick Brandewey. The Redskins are 9 of 17 from the field for 53%, 5 for 5 at the line for obviously 100%, and they have 7 rebounds and only 3 turnovers. For Cincinnati Christian, Cameron Rogers with 7 points, Logan Woods 6 points, Devin McKinnon with 4, Miguel Ringer with 2, and Jalen Percy with 2. The Cougars are 10 of 17 from the field for 59%, just 1 of 4 at the line for 25%. They have 9 rebounds and 4 turnovers.
Matt, it's been a fairly error-free game so far. Redskins down but 2 boards. Thankfully, it's no greater than that. And Fort Loramie's been razor sharp at the free throw line. Each team getting the looks it wants from the floor. Each club shooting a daggone good percentage.
Yeah, both teams are above 50%. Loramie needs to continue what they've been doing. They've gotten a lot of backdoor looks, and
yep,
they've been able to hit some clutch jumpers when they needed to. They just need to be able to shut down the inside game of Cincinnati Christian. I think their chances are good here in the second half.
Carter Mesher got back on his feet, did re-enter the game late in the second quarter. He was a cog defensively and offensively for Fort Loramie in 12 of those first 16 minutes. Good to see him get back on the floor. Looked like they were checking him out, going through the concussion protocol. Boy, he took a spill.
Yeah, he wasn't out very long, maybe a minute or two at the most.
Redskins up by 2, 23-21, 2 minutes away from the start of the second half. That's our Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Thanklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
We'd like to remind you to go to Goffney. Goffney Furniture for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney's got you covered. The highest quality furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and youth bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and more. We are priced to fit your budget with finance options. Plus, Goffney's new innovative support report system can find you a perfect fitting mattress. Take advantage of five-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. GoffneyFurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. That's west of I-75, Route 47. Go Goffney. We've got you covered. And we've got you covered right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Here's a long three-pointer by Cincy Christian's Woods to try to give Christian the lead to start the third quarter, and he missed it. It skidded off the rim, and Fort Loramie corralled the rebound deep in the right corner. Rosengarten made the journey to that part of the floor, and he picked it off, and Fort Loramie starts its offense. Little give and go down inside to Nathan Radiman, broken up by the Cougars. 7:26 left in the third quarter. Fort Loramie 23. Cincinnati Christian 21. Ball inbounded, baseline left by Brandewey. Brandewey posting up, down inside on Teague. Loops up an 8-footer, short. Rebound, Cougars lost, out of bounds by Rogers.
I really like the way Loramie's been hustling here. I mean, they had been during the whole game, but this first minute here, the third quarter, they've taken it up another level.
I'd like to see Cincy Christian resort to more outside shots like the first one they took to start the second half. Fort Loramie tries to go inside to Kemper. He's bottled up. It's stolen. Taken away by the Cougars. Quickly down the floor. It's Reitner on the arc to Cameron Rogers. Fort Loramie up two. Rogers gets a screen. Wants to drive. Deep left corner to Reitner. Long three air ball by the 6'6 post player. Easy rebound Fort Loramie. Two.
That's two outside shots, and they haven't looked very good on either one.
Nope. 6:40 left in the third. Here is Jake Radiman on top to Kemper, head of the key. Left side of the floor, Rosengarten jacks up a three ball. It hit the back iron. Rogers snares it for Cincy Christian. Up the floor to Ringer. Ringer into the lane. Right corner, Woods. Here's a triple. Bingo. He's got it. Very good freshman. Second team, all Southwest District. Coach's son, Logan Woods, popped in a triple to give the Cougars the lead by a point, 24-23.
Interesting that we've had, they had 7 3-point attempts between the two of them in the first half, and there's been, what, 3 or 4 now in the first 2 minutes?
Fort Loramie led by 6 midway second quarter. Now the Cougars are up 1. Here's Nathan Radiman, here's Rosengarten. Popping out to catch is Kemper. Left side, Brandewey. Redskins need a goal. Straight away, Nate Radiman behind the screen. A long one. Got it. Three-pointer.
Right on cue there, Jack.
Nathan Radiman lights it up. Redskins up two, 26-24. 5:30 left. Third quarter of play. Out high, it's Miguel Ringer with the ball for Cincy Christian. He gets a screen from Reitner. Little pick and roll with the 6'6 guy. Then he goes opposite, deep left corner, to a teammate, Woods, who jacks one up, short. Rebound knocked around. Branowee's got it for Fort Loramie. Cougars made the extra pass and fired up the triple, but could not connect. We're near the five-minute mark, third quarter. Little give and go. Jake Radiman inside to Rosengarten. Rosengarten can't shoot. Back on the arc. Here's Branowee setting up. Fort Loramie is taking care of the ball extremely well through two and a half quarters. Excellent composure. Out high right, it's Rosengarten. Baseline right, Branowee. He's below the backboard. Feeds to Kemper in the lane. Left-handed hook. Good. What a feed by Branowee. Kemper on the finish.
Nice use of the glass there by Kemper on that one.
Redskins up four. Four and a half to go. Third quarter. Dribble drive out high. It is Reitner. Gives it off on the play to Cameron Rogers. Here's Reitner 30 feet away. Now Woods gets a screen, doesn't shoot. Hands off to Miguel Ringer. He wants to drive around one man, around another. A little finger roll. Good. What a play by Ringer. 28-26, Fort Loramie by two. 4:08 to go, third quarter. Branderwee timeline. Left side, it goes on the play to Rosengarten. Straight away, Nathan Radiman. Right flank, gets Jake. Out high to Kemper. Cougars went for the steal, couldn't get it. Hand off to Branderwee. Below the foul line, doesn't shoot. Straight away, Nathan Radiman. Right side of the floor, Rosengarten. Beats his man, baseline. Eight-footer, a little strong. Rebound, volleyballed out of bounds off the Cougars. Eli had a good shot, just would not go in. Fort Loramie possession, 10 feet to the left of the hoop on the baseline. 3:46 left in the third quarter. Game being tightly played. Cougars' biggest lead, three. Fort Loramie was up six at one juncture. Branderwee inbounding. Into the lane, Nathan Radiman. Right back to Branderwee in the left corner. Two-point lead, Fort Loramie, 28-26. Branderwee around the screen, and we've got a reach-in foul, I think, against the Cougars, way out on the floor. A body block thrown by Devin McKinnon. That's number three on him, but he'll come out. Bryson Teague will check back in for McKinnon. Cougars lose an inch and a little experience. Ball inbounded to Branderwee. At center court, right side pass Rosengarten to Branderwee. Oh, back door Rosengarten to the rack. It's on the rim, comes off. Rebound on the play by Fort Loramie's Nathan Radiman. It's ruled a jump as a fist was on top of the leather. Good defensive play by the Cougars. We look at the arrow. Fort Loramie keeps it. All of that activity, and it's still Fort Loramie's ball.
Yep.
Boy, Fort Loramie missed a golden chance there. The chippy spun off the iron, and the Redskins could not stick it back in. They do retain the ball, though. 3:20 left, third quarter. Rosengarten pick and roll with Nathan Radiman. Can't get it to him. Then it goes back to Branderwee on the arc. Now to Nathan, 30 feet away. Here's Carter Mesher, 20 feet out. Albers and Kemper on the floor at the same time right now. Nathan Radiman sizes up a triple. Swish! 24-footer Nathan Radiman. Actually, Kemper went out. Last dead ball. Albers came in for him, each nursing two fouls. Redskins up five on the tray by Nathan Radiman. Here's a drive by Woods, and he penetrates deep. Fires right corner to Ringer. He missed the three. Fort Loramie on a run out. Three on two. And Carter Mesher can't take it to the cup. He feeds it back out to Rosengarten. Now to Nathan Radiman. Jumping, shooting. Good, good. Nathan Radiman. Radiman from three-point land. Redskins cheering section behind us going crazy. Radiman lights it up twice in a row. And Fort Loramie's up eight. 2:25 to go in the third. Two bombs by Nathan Radiman on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, BRUCKENS pub.com.
Oh, a couple of big hoops by Nathan Ratterman. And one was on his own. It was a step back three. The last one, the other, he peeled off a screen on the arc. And he poured in two in a matter of 30 seconds or so for Fort Loramie. What a game for Nathan Ratterman, Matt.
Yeah, he had, let's see, he had seven there in the first half, and now up to 16 for Ratterman.
And the Redskins, who did not play very well at all in the sectional final, beating Ansonia 33-23, are playing significantly better here tonight.
Already have more points now. 34.
Fort Loramie extremely sharp. Looks like a zone defense now for the Redskins after the timeout with 2 minutes to go in the third. The black shirts up by eight. Cincy Christian, the home white, blue numerals on the arc. 30 feet out, it's Miguel Ringer. Deep in the right corner, Woods. Cincy Christian momentarily thwarted by the zone look to Fort Loramie. High post, it's Reitner. On the arc to Ringer. Cougars have not shot it real well from distance. 25 feet away, it's Logan Woods. Head coach Carl Woods across the way shouting out instructions. The clock has worked down to a minute and a half to go, third period. 8-point lead Fort Loramie. Woods on the arc, wants to go one-on-one against Rosengarten. He cannot do it. Out high to Cameron Rogers. Rogers, deep right corner, Ringer. Ringer wheels into the lane, and he was tripped slightly by the Redskins. It's a common foul, and that is number one on Fort Loramie here in the second half. Couple of changes. Brandewey had gotten a spell on the bench. He's back in, and so is Nate Meyer for Fort Loramie. Albers still out there on the deck for Kemper. Still just two fouls on Albers and Kemper, Matt?
Albers just picked up his third on that last play.
The very last foul was on Grant, three on him. We may see Kemper, and there we do. Here's Kemper to the scorer's table. Right on cue. Cincy Christian inbounded the ball in the left corner, and it was fisted out of bounds by Nate Meyer. Nate Meyer, Mason Kemper, Nathan Ratterman, Nick Brandewey, Nolan Burning on the court. Eli Rosengarten gets a breather. Cincinnati Christian has had an extended possession here of better than a minute. Hasn't gotten a real good look. Top of the circle, Logan Woods on a weave to Rogers. He wants to drive, forces his way into the lane, shovels it way short. Super defense by Fort Loramie. They knew what Rogers was all about on that play. And Fort Loramie gave him no ground. The opening was just a slither. It was good the referee didn't make a call because there was not a foul to be had. And Fort Loramie's got the ball. 48 seconds to go in the third quarter. The Redskins are up 8, 34-26. Fort Loramie led by 2 at the half. They've stretched the lead to 6 more. And Fort Loramie wants to play for 1. Pitch and catch 30 feet away. Burning and Brandewey. And now the Cougars come out and challenge. It is Bryson Teague putting some heat on Burning. He looks for Nathan Ratterman on the pick and roll. He's not there. 20 seconds to go. Redskins want to ensure they get the final shot of the third quarter. You can't give it up now. We're down to 13, 12, 11. Here's Burning, 30 feet away in front of the Redskins bench. He's boxed in trouble. He feeds it to Kemper. Kemper goes to midcourt to get it. He stumbled. He walked with the ball. 4.1 remaining. Need tight D to close out the period.
I almost thought Loramie would call a 30-second timeout. They were in a little bit of trouble there by their bench, but they didn't call it.
Head coach Britton saving it. Ball inbounded. Ringer 30 feet away. Fumbled it. Dropped it. Picked it up. Threw it to a teammate. Long three-pointer. Good! Cameron Rogers. 25-footer or better. Wow. And head coach Corey Britton claiming that there was a double dribble out at the top of the circle against the Cougars. It was close. Don't know if Fort Loramie touched it or not, but nonetheless, Cameron Rogers in the final four-second possession of the third quarter nailed a long trifecta for Cincy Christian. That's big. Redskins lead sliced to 5, 34-29 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every single dish is delish, meal after meal after meal, at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the Paradise Omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich,
uh-huh.
a margarita barbecue sandwich,
yeah.
a chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spent about $35.
A good deal.
And we come here about 6 or 7 times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
Well, the fourth quarter is underway. Cincy Christian got the last bucket of the third, and they get the first field goal of the fourth. Cameron Rogers, who nailed the trifecta to end the third 8 minutes, got a fine leaner in the paint to start the fourth quarter. Cincy Christian got the opening possession, popped in 2 quick points, and then Fort Loramie with a deflected pass at midcourt, but Cincy Christian coughs it up and goes out of bounds, and it's the Cougars' ball. And just like that, momentum has suddenly been altered in this game. 25 seconds into the fourth, Cincy Christian, once down 8, 34-26, is within 3. All because of Cameron Rogers. Boy, he ignited the fire. 5 points by him. And he also got a hand on the Fort Loramie pass to midcourt that triggered the steal. Cougars follow up with the possession. Here's Rogers again in the lane. Niner Reitner, 6'6 post player. Foul line, doesn't shoot. Hand off to Woods. Woods running down the left side. No, on a leaner. Rebound Rogers. No, he's got the board again. He's got it, and he's fouled. This game, a point from being tied up. Just like that, Cincy Christian strikes for 7, spanning the last 4 seconds of the third quarter and the first minute of the fourth. And it's 34-33. Fort Loramie up 1. The Redskins have seen that 34-26 advantage get drained just like that. Cameron Rogers with all 8 points for the Cougars, who have tied the game up. His free throw is dead center. If now Fort Loramie must show extreme poise. They've shown fine composure so far. They've got to display it even better now. Top of the circle, Nathan Ratterman left open. He guns a 3 ball. He drills it. Nathan Ratterman is torrid. He's scorching the nets for Fort Loramie. On fire.
4 3-pointer here in the second half.
Redskins needed that from Nathan. He popped in 3 trays in the third, and he lights one up to open the fourth, 37-34. That stops the run of 8 straight for the Cougars, who in the span of 1 minute and 4 seconds reeled off 8 in a row to come from 34-26 down to not the count. And then Nathan Ratterman's long bomb sends Fort Loramie back on top of 3. We play 2 minutes, 10 seconds here in the fourth. Here's Woods, wants to drive. Good defense by Burning. Good hedge out on top, and Rogers. He ducks under. He misses the 7-footer. Rebound by Fort Loramie. Looked clearly like over the back on the Cougars. Let's see what the officials decipher. Yep.
Yeah, over the back. Right near with the foul.
The 6'6 post player for Cincy Christian has got to sit 3 personal fouls. By that time, Fort Loramie did a nice job challenging the penetrator of Cincy Christian and made his shot one of high difficulty. He couldn't get the ball to roll in. Eli Rosengarten with a very good hustling rebound, and he was walloped from the backside by the Cougars. Redskins running motion. Here's Randowee out high. Hits a cutter. Kemper down inside. He was shoved. Ball out of bounds to Fort Loramie. Common personal. Team foul is number 3 on Cincy Christian. I may have mistakenly said 3 a moment ago. It's now 3. And Fort Loramie has committed 4. Redskins inbound in the lane. It's Rosengarten. He goes up to shoot. It's raked away by Cincy Christian. Redskins thought Rosengarten was hacked. No call. Out of bounds. Redskins still have it. an elongated possession here. 5:13 to go in the fourth quarter. 37-34, Fort Loramie. Redskins have the ball in the corner of the floor. Inbounded to Rosengarten. On a weave to Brandewee. Kemper sets a high screen. Mason rolls. No pass to him, though. Near side to Nate Meyer. Straight away, Kemper. Double team. It goes to Kemper. His cross-court pass hits the rim. Luckily, deflects out to Nate Meyer. Break Fort Loramie. Redskins reset the attack. Left side of the floor, Nate Meyer. Looks for Ratterman on top. Reitner back in the game at 6'6 to guard Ratterman, who's been hitting threes like a crazy man. He's been scorching the nylon from long distance. Redskins have worked it down to 4:25 to go here in the fourth quarter. Still up three. Very lengthy offensive set. Top of the circle, Nate Meyer. On a weave to Rosengarten. Coming out to Hedges, Reitner. Here's Brandewee. Splits a couple defenders. Look at Nick go to work in the lane. Missed the shot, but he's fouled.
Nice drive inside to get the foul.
I don't think Fort Loramie's missed a free throw, Matt.
No, they're 5 for 5. This is their first attempt here in the second half.
Brandewee's got to keep the streak going. Redskins up 3, 37-34. Free throw by Nick is too hard.
You shouldn't have said anything.
Nope. Substitution, Cincinnati Christian, Bryson Teague, back on the floor for Devin McKinnon, who's got 3 personal fouls. Second free throw by Brandewee. Missed it again long. Kemper scraps for the rebound. Cannot get it. Cameron Rogers has it for the Cougars, who are down 3. Just over 4 to play in the game. Here's Brandewee guarding Miguel Ringer, 40 feet from the basket. There's a play set up for Teague in the right corner. Now it's dished to Rogers. He lobs it down into Reitner, the big 6'6 guy. He's inside of Nate Meyer. Easy pickings. Layup, yes. 37-36. 1-point lead, Fort Loramie. 3:45 to go in the fourth quarter. Brandewee on the arc. Coming out to catch Nathan Ratterman. Left side, Nate Meyer. Meyer weaves on top to Kemper. Here's Rosengarten. He's got the floor to himself. Baseline drive. It is rattling. It is in. And we've got head coach Corey Britton getting a timeout after the goal by Rosengarten. That was a big one. It hung on the rim forever. And finally, Kerplunk, it fell through. Timeout Skins, 3:29 left. Fort Loramie, 39. Cincinnati Christian, 36 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Check out the fine inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on West Main in Fort Loramie. Super deals plus customer pricing and financing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's back in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. And he's still smiling today because 3 generations of Geyer's have done business the very same way. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. And see them online, too, at GAIERSinc.com.
Well, we'd like to extend gratitude to LaCal Equipment, a longtime founding sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. We'll talk about LaCal at length momentarily. Right now, Cincinnati Christian's got the ball with 3:15 to go in the fourth quarter. Fort Loramie leads by 3, 39-36. Here's Bryson Teague, right side of the floor to Logan Woods. Woods retreats, sets up the attack. He likes to penetrate. He will shoot the 3. He's averaging 12.5 a game. He gives it up to Miguel Ringer, to Woods, deep left corner, wants to go baseline. He's closed off by Mason Kemper. Top of the circle, Ringer. Head coach Carl Woods shouting out instructions, wanting his team to show motion. Ball thrown to the post to Reitner, intercepted by Rosengarten.
Just got the left hand in there just in time to pick it off.
Crafty play by Eli. Here at midcourt with the ball, Nate Meyer. Meyer throws it down the left side to Brandewee. Brandewee is bodied around by a defender. No foul call. It's loose. Redskins pick it up. Baseline left, Kemper. Extra pass, Nathan Ratterman. He shoots. He's whacked in the face. No good but a foul. Redskins nearly converted as a result of a wildly scattered floor. The ball was punched loose once or twice, but Cincinnati Christian, Fort Loramie alertly got it back. Nathan Ratterman got fisted right above the nose while shooting a three-footer. He was open because everybody for Cincinnati Christian was way out of position. Nate was fouled so hard, he couldn't make the shot. Now he's got to toe the line. Two free throws coming. The first one is on the mark. Fort Loramie up four. 2:22 to go, fourth quarter. Tecna, the district championship game here at the UD Arena tonight.
Loramie now up two possessions.
Second free throw, Nathan Raderman. It is on the way. Swish for Nathan. Has done nothing wrong at all in shooting the ball tonight. He's been Mr. Perfecto. And head coach Carl Woods of Cincinnati Christian asked for a timeout. 2:16 to go in the fourth quarter, and Fort Loramie is ahead by five, 41-26 on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
Oh, Brookins in Fort Loramie's got great food. You'll love Brookins, well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and the cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturdays, two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. Carl Arns creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere at Brookins, which is ideal for anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. Enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 a.m. Thursday through Saturday. Brookins, you can't beat it. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Like them on Facebook, on the web, brookinspub.com. Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S. Here is Cincinnati Christian rotating the basketball after the timeout. Left side of the floor, Nate Meyer tries to bully his way through a screen and commits a common foul. That's the team's fifth. Five on the Cougars as well. 2:06 to go in the fourth quarter. Fort Loramie up five. Here's a deep three. Left corner with a 6'6 Riker. Way short. That was ill-advised. And the easy rebound is cradled by Brandewee of Fort Loramie. Up the floor to Rosengarten. Knocked out of bounds on the play by Cincinnati Christian right in front of us. Defending hard on that play was Miguel Ringer. Might have gotten away with a foul, but Fort Loramie will take possession. Inbounds to Brandewee. He's doubled, must give it up. Hand off to Rosengarten near midcourt. 1:45 to go. Five team fouls on Cincinnati Christian. They've got one to give. Here's Nate Meyer. Here's Rosengarten. Rosengarten on the bounce through the top of the circle. Fort Loramie wants to shoot free throws. Rosengarten 40 feet away. Here comes the double team. Down to Brandewee. Brandewee scampers cross court.
They might have that foul to give, but they can't wait too much longer.
Nope. Cougars in
hot. Down five.
Cougars in hot pursuit. Finally, Fort Loramie's Brandewee, who is hemmed in at the UD logo at center court, gets a timeout. Head coach Corey Britton was leaning toward the official, begging for it. Brandewee also got it signaled, and with 1:22 left, the Redskins will have to throw the ball back in bounds, leading by five, 41-36. LaCal Equipment at Jackson Center, a founding sponsor of scoresbroadcast.com. It manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment used by cities and contractors all over the world. Its roots date back to 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And locally, LaCal Equipment is pleased to promote high school scholarship programs, and scoresbroadcast.com was conceived a dozen years ago thanks to support from LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. Redskins up five with the ball. Minute 15 left in the fourth quarter. Brandewee dribbles off his hip. He almost turned it over. And then a hacking foul delivered by Cincinnati Christian. Miguel Ringer picked it up. Team foul six. Redskins have got to avoid a turnover here. You must come out of this possession with at least free throw tries, Matt, necessary for certain.
Yeah, the sideboards had it. Now, Loramie shooting 56% for the game. and an 18-14 rebound advantage. That's the reason why they're up five here with a minute 14 to go.
Yeah, Redskins have out-rebounded Cincy Christian here in the second half. The ball inbounded to Brandewy on the run into the right corner. Here's a weave to Nathan Ratterman. He's checked aggressively, and the Redskins got Nathan Ratterman, who's been a ridiculously hot shooter tonight, to go to the stripe to attempt to lengthen the lead to as many as seven.
5 for 5 at the line, 21 points, 14 here in the second half.
Nathan with 21 of the Redskins' 41. Fort Laramie's only missed two free throws on the night. What are they, seven of nine?
Yeah, yes. These would be two big ones here that put them up three possessions.
1-1, Ratterman in the air. Yes, he's got it. 42-36, Fort Laramie up half dozen. 70 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. Boy, Fort Laramie.
Games like this, a seven-point lead is pretty magical. It's hard to beat.
On defense, Redskins cannot allow a three-point play. Second shot by Ratterman. It is good. The lead, 7. 105 left. Quickly, right corner. It is Woods. He jacks up a long one. It is in! 27-footer Logan Woods, right in front of his dad, the head coach Carl Woods of Cincy Christian. Just as I remarked, you can't give up a three. Logan Woods buries one. Longest shot of the night. How about that? Rep timeout called by the Cougars. Fort Laramie must inbound it, secure the ball, and get to the stripe and convert. Up only four. It had been seven until that Logan Woods three. Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years each are proud supporters of ScoresBroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. And the Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze, two of the many unique industries in Shelby County, Ohio, that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise families, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze, proud supporters of ScoresBroadcast.com. Well, Eli Rosengarten is fouled immediately. 1:01 to go in the game. Fort Laramie nursing a precarious four-point lead, 43-39. Team foul 8 on the Cougars. 1-1 for Rosengarten. He shoots, and it's bouncing around. It comes off. It skims off the iron. Here come the Cougars down the floor. It's Ringer behind the arc. Gives it up to Rogers. Now to Woods, and nearly walk. Fade away, high arching, long one, 27-footer, no good. Rebound saved by Cincy Christian. It's heaved into backcourt.
Over Mack.
And it's ruled over and back. Boy, the referees were alert. So was Matt Zerker.
Yeah, they came up with the offensive rebound and tried to save it in, but they threw it into the backcourt for the over and back violation.
Yep, Cincy Christian miraculously saved the near air ball shot up there for Logan Woods, but in saving it, the ball was saved from the baseline beneath the rim so hard it sailed back over the timeline. That's a turnover. 44 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Redskins up 4.
Laramie just needs to take care of the basketball right here.
The 6'6 Reitner is on Jake Ratterman, who gets it inbounds to Nate. Nate wants to be fouled. Throws it left side to Rosengarten, and he is handcuffed on the play by Cincy Christian's number 23, Cameron Rogers. No,
Woods had the foul.
Logan Woods picked it up. Foul on Woods, the freshman for the Cougars. And Cincy Christian's right now only got two young men along the lane as Rosengarten steps to the stripe. He's coming off a missed 1-and-1. Boy, you need to convert right here and go up by 6 with 37.7 to go. 43-39 Fort Laramie. 1-1 Eli Rosengarten. It looks good. It is. Right on the button. Second shot, Eli Rosengarten. Fort Laramie by 5. 44-39. Fort Laramie Redskins, 18-7 on the year.
10-13 now for the Redskins at the foul line.
Fort Laramie winners of 7 of their last 8, and I think about 12 of the last 15 or 16. Cincy Christian, 20-5 on the year. won the Gray Division of the Miami Valley Conference with a mark of 11-3. Beat Dayton Stivers and Clark Montessori in the season. Those two clubs are still in the tournament in D3. Second shot, Rosengarten. Yes. 33 seconds to go. Quickly down the floor comes Cincy Christian. On the arc is Miguel Ringer. He dives into the lane, and he scoops it up and makes it. Sensational shot by Ringer. He hit the deck. There was no foul call. Cougars got a timeout, and that is a full 60. Is that the final one for Cincy Christian?
The board still has them with one left. I don't know if that's been changed yet, but I think they still have the one left.
Loramie's got three. Boy, if you can't get the ball inbounds, you've got to utilize a timeout. 27.6 to go. The lead is 4, 45-41. Let's take a 30-second quick break, Matt, on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Once again, Jack Kramer with Matt Zerker, Chuck McBee vacationing in Florida. His son's wedding is tomorrow. Chuck returns on Tuesday. I'm Jack with Matt. We've got the call. 27 seconds left. Fort Loramie 45. Cincinnati Christian 41. Here's Randowee inbounding in backcourt to Nathan Ratterman. He's guarded closely by Rogers, who pinched him at side court. Whistle blew. Nathan Ratterman will toe the free throw line. He has been Mr. Clutch all night.
And that's the 10th team foul, so he'll be shooting two.
Double bonus. You would like to can a couple to make it a 2-3-point possession game. And inch the lead out to 6. 25.4 left, 45-41 Fort Loramie. Two free throws, Nathan Ratterman. It's in the air, and he connects. Mason Kemper on the floor for Fort Loramie in backcourt. He's a checker along with Nate Meyer guarding against a long pass by Cincy Christian. Nobody along the offensive foul lane for Fort Loramie on the second free throw by Nathan Ratterman. It's in the air. It is on target. And head coach Corey Britton gets another timeout. That's one of his remaining three. He's now down to two. Redskins are up 6 with 25.4 to go. Matt, unless you miss a couple one-and-ones or make a big turnover or two, it's going to be really difficult for Cincy Christian to overtake Fort Loramie here in regulation.
Definitely, that's for sure. That's why they need to keep it right here at the six-point range or so. And another stop here would be huge. And Nathan Ratterman tonight. 25 points, 18 here in the second half.
I think
what a game.
In the third quarter, you were awarding him the Clancy Star of the Game already.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And he's come up big here in this fourth quarter. Every team at this level and beyond is good, and they're going to have a run. And Cincinnati Christian had their run there at the end of the third quarter and the start of the fourth. And Loramie responded, and that's a great sign of a good team.
Matt, we said before the game, keys for Fort Loramie, poise, composure, check it. Take care of the basketball, check that one.
Yeah, they only have 6 turnovers according to the board.
Yep, rebound at least evenly. In fact, in the second half, Fort Loramie's
even on the board.
Even on the board, out-rebounding Christian here in the second half. And the free throw shooting has been spot on. 22 seconds left. Here comes Christian to midcourt. It's Ringer on the run to Woods for a line drive triple. Oh, it lipped the rim in and out. Long rebound, though. Here's Teague on the arc. He hoists one up. It bounces around. It is no good. Rebounded right corner. Brandewee for Fort Loramie. And 9.1 to go. Brandewee at the strike. And he'll shoot two. I tell you what, Matt, they might have missed a foul. Teague was bumped. He coughed up the basketball there. Was bumped from the backside. None of the referees had the angle. It could have been judged incidental contact. Fort Loramie will take it. Now Brandewee to put this game away.
Needs at least one here.
It is good. Nate Brandewee drives that one home and also drives the nail in the Cougars' coffin.
Three possessions, and Cincinnati Christian only has one timeout left.
And driving the nail in the coffin again is Nate Brandewee. He hits another. 8-point lead, Fort Loramie, 5, 4, 3, 2. Here's Woods, 15-foot J, no good. Rebound, Redskins, it's over, it's over. The Fort Loramie Redskins have won their third straight district title, knocking off Cincinnati Christian, who came into this game, according to the folks from down south, as the big-time favorite to beat the Redskins, who had other ideas. Fort Loramie playing a nearly perfect game tonight, far better than the sectional championship performance against Ansonia. Fort Loramie was marvelous tonight in turning back the Cougars 49-41, shutting down Logan Woods, the top scorer on the team, the second team all Southwest Ohio for Cincinnati Christian. How many for him?
He still ended up with 12. He had two threes there in the second half. But Loramie did a much, much, much better job here in the second half of shutting down the inside game of Cincinnati Christian.
Yep.
And that, they made them start shooting some threes. They hit some threes, but they missed some threes, and that was the difference.
Yeah, Rogers and Ringer were thorns taking the ball to the basket against Fort Loramie in the first half. The Redskins defensively closed that off, made Cincinnati Christian shoot it from distance. A very silent 12 points from Logan Woods for Cincinnati Christian. And Fort Loramie beats them 49-41, leading the entire second half of this game. Fort Loramie's final spread of 8 matched the 8-point lead at 34-26 near the end of the third quarter of this game.
And I think maybe what Cincinnati Christian what tied it there right at the start of the fourth quarter.
Yes.
On that by Rogers when Rogers had his run, but they never lost the lead.
And after the Fort Loramie 8-point lead at 34-26 was shaved down to the 34-34 tie on 8 straight by the Cougars, guess what? Nathan Ratterman buried a triple.
And that's he's a senior, correct? That's that's a sign of a senior. That's a sign of a senior that's been through many of these games. Been the regionals, been the, like you said, the district here 3 straight years or whatever. He's has a lot of a game experience in that show tonight. I think that's one of the factors for Lorme here tonight too. These guys have a lot of big game experience and it showed out there.
Well, underclassmen on the court, but they've gotten so many minutes logged that this year, head coach Corey Britton can go 10 deep, but you're right, the senior leadership in Rosengarten and Nathan Ratterman, very significant indeed. When I think of Nathan Ratterman's performance tonight, I liken back to the job that Trent Flatfoot did for Jackson Center in the sectional championship against Rushi. He virtually willed the Tigers to that victory, much like Nathan Ratterman did tonight.
Absolutely.
For the Redskins. Well, let's take a 2-minute break, then we'll be back to close it out eventually here in about 4 or 5 minutes. We'll go offline for close to a half an hour, maybe not quite that long, before we return online, a short pregame in advance of the Jackson Center, Franklin Monroe, second game tonight. The Fort Loramie Redskins have assured themselves in a regional semifinal spot next Tuesday at 6:15 against the winner of the next day, winner of the next contest. Who knows? We could have a Fort Loramie Jackson Center collision at the Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena, the third time they would meet this year. That would be in the first of 2 regional semis at Kettering next Tuesday in the early game. We're back in 2 minutes. We'll take a break, then return to wrap it up, give the scoring, honor our Clancy's Award winner. It's a slam dunk. Nathan Ratterman's got it big time. Might have a chance to get Corey Britton for a minute or two. We'll roll the dice on that one. I'm sure he will be dragged every which way by media. We'll return in 2 minutes. Fort Loramie knocks off Cincinnati Christian with a great performance here tonight at the UD Arena, 49-41 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
At M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt at 800-474-4123.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
As we return to the UD Arena, District Championship Hardware being presented to the Fort Loramie Redskins. In fact, each of the Redskin players has been presented with such, and now the district championship trophy being held high by Jake Ratterman and the group of Redskin seniors. What a terrific performance by Fort Loramie here tonight as they advance to 19-7 on the year. Stellar job of Fort Loramie, beating Cincinnati Christian in every single department. The poise and composure, outstanding. Only a half dozen turnovers, Matt. Rebounding, dead even. Foul shooting, par excellence.
Yeah, definitely. The Loramie ended up 15 of 18 at the foul line, while Cincinnati Christian was just 2 of 5. The Redskins shot 56% for the contest. They were 6 of 10 in the second half. Cincinnati Christian ended the game at 47% for the game. Again, like we said, the rebounds were nearly even at 18 to 17. But Cincinnati Christian only ended up with 8 second chance points. And they had 5 in the first half. And that was a big key tonight, yep. Not limiting the opportunities for the Cougars.
Yep.
Leading the way for Loramie was Nathan Ratterman with 25 points. He was 6 of 7 from the field, 4 of 5 from 3-point range, and a perfect 9-9 at the line.
Woo.
You can't get much better than that.
Wow.
Eli Rosengarten ended up with 12 points. He was 4 of 5 at the line. And then Nick Brandewy with 4 points. Carter Mesher with 4 points, Mason Kemper with 2, and Nate Meyer with 2 for their 49 points. By the way, Nick Brandewy also had 6 assists in the contest.
Oh, yeah, he was handing them out. Somebody should give him a steak dinner or two, because a number of those Fort Loramie...
Their ball movement by Loramie tonight was outstanding.
A number of those Fort Loramie baskets, the result of good dishes by teammates, including Nick Brandewy. The seniors lead the way. Nathan Ratterman, the ace, the number one scorer. Eli Rosengarten behind him. The two 12th graders dominate this game for the Redskins, who win it in fine fashion, 49-41. And you know what, Matt? It took a game every bit this good. Fort Loramie had to play this well, or Cincy Christian would have overtaken them if Fort Loramie drops
its especially with their height advantage, the rebounding, they would have trouble.
If the
they didn't shoot 56% like they did tonight.
If the Redskins drop their guard one bit in any one of these categories, you know, if you have 10 or 11 turnovers instead of 6, you probably lose the game.
Exactly. Especially when Cincinnati Christian made that run to tie the game there early in the fourth quarter. And then, like you said, Ratterman came right back down, hit a three. Loramie was never threatened the rest of the way.
And if you shoot 50% at the free throw line, instead of 15 for 18, you might get beat as well. But Fort Loramie was razor sharp tonight, unlike in the sectional championship game against Ansonia, when the Redskins won 33-23, shooting 12 for 40 in that game. Enormous improvement tonight. Again, what was Fort Loramie following up that 12 for 40 against Ansonia?
They were 15 of 27. I think they probably wanted to take a few more shots than 27, but if you're shooting 56%, you're just fine with that.
49-41, Redskins win it. Next opponent will be Tuesday at 5:30 at the Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena against the winner of the next district championship game, which we cover here on scoresbroadcast.com, Jackson Center versus Franklin Monroe. We'll go offline here for about 15 to 20 minutes. Then we will return online with a short pregame in advance of game two tonight, Jackson Center and Franklin Monroe, as the Tigers go for a district title and a berth in that regional semifinal opposite Fort Loramie next Tuesday at 5:30 at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. Fort Loramie Redskins 49, Cincinnati Christian 41. Ron Mooney's our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee is down in Florida vacationing. His son's wedding is tomorrow. Matt Zerker alongside on stats, color, on-site engineering. For the time being, Jack Kramer saying good evening to you. We'll return shortly. Fort Loramie knocks out Cincinnati Christian with a super performance here tonight, 49-41 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.